It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, October 2, 2014. It's the birthday of American poet Wallace Stevens, born in 1879 in Reading, Pennsylvania, where his father was an affluent lawyer. He went to Harvard and then moved to New York and worked as a journalist at the New York Evening Post. He really did not enjoy reporting, however, but since it required him to cover the city in depth, he explored different areas each day and recorded his impressions in a journal. At night, he sometimes went to the theater or to concerts, but often he kept to his rented rooms where he wrote poems or plays. Stevens wanted to pursue literature full-time, but his cautious father urged him to stop writing and study law. He grudgingly agreed and was admitted to the bar in 1904. He worked for a variety of firms before accepting a well-paying position with an insurance company. Financially secure, he proposed marriage to a shop girl and stenographer he had met some years earlier. His parents considered her lower class and unsuitable and refused to attend the wedding. Stevens was so angry that he never visited or spoke to them again during his father's lifetime. Despite his non-literary employment, Stevens involved himself in the New York artistic community and met several writers, including poets Marianne Moore and William Carlos Williams. He also discovered the city's museums and galleries and became fond of modern painting. In 1916, his insurance firm merged with the Hartford Accident and Indemnity Company, and he left New York to live in Connecticut, where he would remain the rest of his life. Stevens continued to write, and in the early 20s, he made his first trip to Key West. "This place is a paradise," he wrote to his wife. Its influence on his poetry is evident in his first two collections, Harmonium and Ideas of Order. At Key West, he also met Robert Frost and Ernest Hemingway, but he quarreled with both and allegedly assaulted Hemingway and broke his hand. Most of his poetry came at a fairly advanced age. His first major publication was written at 35, and many of his very best works appeared well after he turned 50. According to the literary critic Harold Bloom, who called Stevens the best and most representative American poet of the 20th century, "No Western writer since Sophocles has had such a late flowering of artistic genius." Helen Vindler notes that he was highly influenced by the paintings of Powell Clay, which are often enigmatic and full of riddles. His work was reflective and philosophical, and he is a poet of ideas. One editor of a leading poetry publication once complained that he didn't like Stevens' poems very much because they forced him to think. For Wallace Stevens, reality is the product of the imagination, and because it is constantly changing, reality is a passionate engagement in finding order and meaning. He received the National Book Award for Poetry twice, in 1951 for The Auroras of Autumn, and in 1955 for his collected poems, for which he also garnered the Pulitzer Prize. Stevens died on August 2, 1955, at age 75, praised by Harold Bloom as a vital part of the American mythology. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for October 2, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.